It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Animal agriculture is under scrutiny by many consumers. Some people who eat meat are thinking more about the environmental impacts and the welfare of cattle and other livestock, from farm to processing plant. As WPR's Hope Kerwin reports for Harvest Public Media, UW River Falls is hoping a new augmented reality tool will give people working with livestock a better understanding of a cow's perspective.
Keeping a cow's stress levels low leads to better meat quality and milk production. There are fewer injuries on a farm when cattle are calm, and it's viewed as part of the ethical way to care for livestock. But identifying potential sources of stress requires an understanding of how cows see the world. That's according to Ashlyn Kirk from the Humane Handling Institute at the University of Wisconsin River Falls.
When you are designing facilities for animals, you're trying to imagine how they would experience it, but it really, you don't know unless you see it like they would.
It's why the Institute is now using augmented reality to let farmers and meat processing staff see their facilities through a cow's eyes. Kirk let me try out the new tool at UW River Falls Meat Plant. It starts with a black safety helmet that has a double-sided camera mounted to the front.
So this camera allows you to see essentially 360 degrees around you, except there will be a blind spot directly behind you, much like cattle have.
I tighten the helmet on my head and pull on the virtual reality goggles. The screen comes to life, and all of a sudden, I've got cattle vision.
Wow, it's like seeing through a tube, like only what's right in front of me is what's in focus versus everything on the side is very blurry.
That's because a cow's eyes are on the sides of their head, so much of what they see is only through one eye. They also see in shades of blue and yellow, what's called dichromatic vision. A red jacket or safety vest looks brown while wearing the goggles. Next, Kirk opens the door to the outside loading dock.
Wow, I cannot see anything at all. It is so bright.
So it takes a little bit longer for cattle's eyes to adjust?
It takes at least 15 seconds for the goggles to transition to the sunny day outside. There's another lag when I move back into the darker building. UW River Falls is the first organization in the U.S. to use the augmented reality program, which was developed by German software company Computer Output Management. Agricultural engineer Benito Weise came up with the idea after years of trying to use pictures to teach people about how different the world is for their animals. He says it's easy to miscommunicate with cattle.
Often we make mistakes and we don't understand. Why does he stop here? Why does he go? Doesn't he go on? And maybe he's getting aggressive.
In addition to cows, the German company has created pig vision and horse vision, and they're working on sheep next. They've sold or rented the system to customers across Europe and the company in charge of meat production for McDonald's. The tool could help major restaurant and food companies respond to growing attention placed on animal welfare. Ron Gill, livestock extension specialist at Texas A&M University, says consumers are thinking more about the treatment of the animals they're eating.
So if we can manage the welfare of the cattle better through using these kind of technologies, I think it's a win for everybody.
He says it requires building empathy for livestock and creating systems that make sense for their natural instincts. In Wisconsin, Kirk says the processing plant staff and farmers who have tried out the technology leave with new ideas about how to make their facilities better suited for cows.
There's a lot of, like, oh, I've been doing this for a long time, but I never realized why it was like this. Like, why cattle stop at a certain part.
That might mean installing different lights to ease their transition from trailer to barn, or simply changing the color of safety vests to make cattle feel more comfortable around the people handling them. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WPR. This is Wisconsin Today.